SRN News, I'm John Scott. New Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's grateful to President Trump.
I will not let you down. I am truly honored, honored that you have asked me to take on this role. And I will make you proud and I will make this country proud.
Bondi has denounced prosecutions against the president as political persecution. And she refused at her confirmation hearing to rule out potential investigations into Mr. Trump's adversaries. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Jennifer King reports a suspect is in custody after a mass workplace shooting in Ohio.
Police in the Columbus University District have arrested Bruce Reginald Foster III, the suspect in a deadly mass shooting Tuesday night at his workplace, KDC-1, a large cosmetics company warehouse in New Albany, Ohio. One person is dead and five people were wounded by gunfire. ABC 6 talked with his neighbor Luke, who lives next door to the suspect, and witnessed the arrest.
Just shouted, raise your hand, and they just handcuffed them.
New Albany Police Chief Greg Jones says the investigation is underway and a gun was recovered at the shooting scene.
We have one confirmed fatality. We have five that were transported to the hospital.
Audio courtesy WSYX WTTE. I'm Jennifer King.
An Oklahoma board has rejected clemency for a man sentenced to die for fatally shooting a woman during a 2005 home invasion robbery. The decision by the Pardon and Parole Board clears the way for 57-year-old Wendell Grissom to die by lethal injection on March 20th. A Texas man convicted of beating and suffocating a Dallas-area pastor in his own church facing execution this evening. Stephen LaWayne Nelson condemned to die by lethal injection for the 2011 killing of 28-year-old Reverend Clinton Dobson. On Wall Street, the Dow up 232 points, the Nasdaq down a dozen. This is SRN News. The House will consider another pro-life bill.
The Life at Conception Act is sponsored by Missouri Republican Eric Burdison, and it would establish that unborn babies are persons and protected by the 14th Amendment. The amendment, which was ratified in 1868, states that, quote, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The Life Act has been introduced before, but never made it out of committee. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit has been filed against an Arkansas County judge who fired a librarian after she opposed efforts to keep pornographic books out of the hands of children. The American Civil Liberties Union contesting the 2023 firing of former Saline County Library Director Patty Hector. A growing number of state legislatures are passing laws that bar pornographic materials in places where kids can see them. This is SRN News. Since taking office, President Trump has rigorously worked to enforce his agenda within the federal government, and the public appears supportive of his efforts. Bernie Bennett has more.
The 45th and 47th president boasted a 53% approval rating in his second week in office, according to a Napoleon News survey released this week. Voters without college degrees and those with bachelor's degrees gave him a 56% approval rating, while postgraduate degree holders gave him 40%. Voters backed his deportation efforts 63% to 33%. A further 65% backed his decision to reinstate military service members who refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, while 62% support the order that federal workers return to the office in person. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Kentucky lawmakers completing their work to reduce the state's individual income tax rate to 3.5% from 4% at the start of 2026. That bill now goes to Governor Andy Beshear, who supports the tax cut. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.